Welcome to the show. This is our 2023 season finale. Happy New Year, everybody. My name is Bov. Joined to put a bow on the 2023 season by co-commissioner of the show, aka two-time dynasty champion, aka Scotty, aka Star. How you doing, ally?
Doing incredible. Just amazing start to the year. My friends and allies, Dose, got it done. Dynastar got it done. Just lots of winnings, lots of championships. We're doing great.
Lots of championships here on this show tonight. Also joined by Christopher, aka Harvey. How you doing, brother?
Good, Bob. Just trying to stay focused. A lot of noise in that coming from the top right on my screen right now. But he can do whatever he wants. He just won the show.
Yeah, so, sorry. At a party.
Yeah, I'm happy to be here, Bov. Good to see Ryan Kinney. Good to see Ryan Kinney on the pod.
Good to see Ryan Kinney on the pod. We're gonna get to Ryan Kinney in a second. We're all probably just trying to figure out where Ross is. Ross, there's no way you're walking home from the dentist right now.
Yeah, I was actually walking to the dentist. you know, it's a lucky place.
Open late.
I'm just gonna keep going. Yeah, well, they stay open for champions.
The whole league is gonna need the contact information for that dentist, by the way, because I mean, if you go to that dentist, you never lose in fantasy football again. So
yeah, shout out Qua. Shout out Qua.
So Ross is here. Ryan Kinney is here. Ryan Kinney from Dose Champ 2023 champion, Dose and a Half Man. Kinney, how you doing?
Doing great, Bov. Great to be here. And yeah, couldn't have think of a better way to ring in the new year with a show title. So just peeking right now.
Well, they're peeking over at Dose. Our week 17 results have Dose and a Half Men taking the championship. 117, Sace Armadillo's 95.5, respectable for Dana, but Dose in the end was just too much and too powerful and has not lost in several months. I think it's a 12-game winning streak to take the title in 2023 in the show's 20th season. I don't know who wants to start between Ross or Ryan. Just your thoughts on this week's performance. Who do you want to shout out? And then your overall thoughts on just taking the title this season.
Go for it, Kenny.
Yeah, I'll start. I mean, this whole season's been contributions from a lot of people on our team, but obviously, you know, CD went off this week, ETN went off this week. Couldn't have won it this week without those two guys, so they definitely deserve a shout out. And you know, the rest of the squad did what they needed to do to hit our another 100 mark. I think it was our 12th in a row or 11th in a row, getting over 100, which is crazy. When you hit that mark week over week, you know, it's not surprising that we're able to win it all. So, you know, just a team effort this week, just like it's been the past few months. So just couldn't be more happier.
Yeah. I mean, hate to be cocky, but we just dominated everybody in the show. No one stood a chance. It was inevitable from week one that we were going to win our fifth ring from the draft. Honestly, we left that draft and it was like, damn, we got a shot, bro. We got a shot. And, obviously we did it. Shout out Puka Nacua. You know, didn't start the season with Puka Nacua, but he was one of our MVPs. I'm not going to shout out Pat Mahomes, our first overall pick, because he was pretty trash. But everyone else was dope. Shout out Amon-Ra St. Brown, CeeDee Lamb. Shout out
Travis CJ Stroud.
CJ Stroud, shout out. Who else? Oh, shout out Niners D. Got him from Star. It was Star's best player, and we got him. Who else? Aubrey, best kicker in the world. Who else?
R. White. Missing?
Ooh, R. White, insane stats. R. White. Jake Gibbs didn't start off strong, but ended amazing. So, just overall probably the most dominant team the show has ever seen. Correct me if I'm wrong. Stats might just prove that. It might not be gloating. That might just be a factual statement. So couldn't be more stoked to get our names on the trophy. And yeah, loving life. Ross and Ryan going for 10 rings next.
10 rings. All right. So let's get Scotty and Chris in here just for some comments on how this went down in this season by Dose overall. Scotty, Ross said it. They had the first pick and they did not win because of their first pick. Mahomes wasn't terrible, but he wasn't great. I mean, they won because they nailed draft pick after draft pick. I mean, Ross shouted out all the guys, but when you look back on the season, you're going to remember that this is just simply an insane team.
Yeah, I mean, Ross said it. I think this is the best team that we've ever seen. Bub, I know you had a team a long time back that went like, I don't know, 12-3 or something, and unluckily you lost in the playoffs. But this team really was just amazing from week like 3 onwards. Just absolutely 100+, 100+, 100+, 100+. That doesn't happen. Insane luck though to not really have too many injuries. I think Stroud had a concussion and was like out for a few weeks. But other than that, I mean, just the healthiest team also that we've seen in a long time, which does help. Shout out to Andrew Bone for picking somebody over Puka Nacua. I think he was a quarterback for the Titans. So that was very helpful for you guys. But just an incredible team. I tried to pass Spencer off to Dose, both Dose members at Banger Bells, to try and throw some bad luck in there. It didn't work. They persevered, though. They survived the Spencer curse also.
That's amazing. And just to clarify, to get the story right, and Chris, will bring you in here with this. We looked at this when we were both home over Christmas. We're like, okay, how the hell did these guys get Puka Nacua after winning their first week and starting 1-0? We looked at all 6 teams that lost, and it was either, correct me if I'm wrong, either people did not make a waiver ad after week 1 or decided to hold on to somebody. Well, I guess that would be not picking someone up, but just to clarify what Scotty said, Andrew and Brandon, shout out to those guys, decided to keep Will Levis instead of drop him and add Puka. So they, is that right, Chris? Did they neglect to make an ad like several other people?
Yeah. And then I added personally Joshua Kelly over Puka Nacua.
Oof. But he did go off week 1. He went off week 1. So that's a little more understandable.
I also just traded for Austin Eckler at the time.
Yeah. Great ad, bro.
Ruined my season, but
not about you're welcome.
All right, Chris, let's we're not going to do the sad music for one team, but with Dose winning, Dana and Graham fall just short in the championship. They put up 95.5. And do you want to shout out those guys and just commend them for a good season?
Great season by Dana and Graham, Bov. Mostly Dana, I think, as most people know. But just came up a bit short in the end. I mean, having to throw freaking Bryce in there, rough. I trolled last week, said it wouldn't matter, but it definitely mattered. But kind of like Dose, I mean, Dana had a hell of a draft with McCaffrey. And was Achane drafted?
Yeah.
Achane, Kyren. Kyren was around 17 pick. This Jay Reed guy on Green Bay's incredible when he plays. So nothing to be ashamed of for the Armadillos. Like these guys have been saying, this Dose and a Half Men, probably one of the best teams the show's ever seen. So no shame in losing to these guys. Congrats, Carson. I don't know if we've brought up Carson, but Carson is also a show champion. So not
he's
a bad
not even
way.
1 year old yet, bro.
Dude's not like a bad way.
4 months old.
Yeah,
he's currently trying to get some sleep. He's been partying pretty hard the last couple of days.
So dude cannot even walk. The guy cannot walk, and he is a show champion.
Carson has as many rings as Harvey. That's crazy. But yeah, just wild. All year above, we've been saying Dose is insane. We've been saying, or people were saying about my team, Harvey's just not quite as insane as Dose. Big Tuna, crazy, crazy good, but just not insane as Dose. None of those teams mattered. This guy, just too good, Buff. Too good. Crazy.
Crazy. It is fitting, just to one last thing for Dana. The theme of the season was injuries, man. And Scotty talked about how healthy Dose was relative to most other teams. It is fitting that in Dana's championship week that not only does Trevor Lawrence not play, and so that's an injury, but Christian McCaffrey, of all people, leaves the game and doesn't get to poke in his two touchdowns. Who knows if it makes a difference if Lawrence starts and doesn't get 1.5 from Bryce Young, and if McCaffrey has a 20 in him if he doesn't leave the game. So injuries, man, were the theme of the season, and it definitely bit the Armadillos there at the end. But it also bit Dose with C.J. Stroud, like Scotty said, and Davis Mills off the bench in garbage time comes in and chips in 12.5 points, and that's just the kind of season it was for Dose. So, but yeah, absolutely. Shout out Carson. I mean, there's people in this league that have never won the show before, and Carson, before he can even say a word, is a champion in the show. That's pretty wild when you think about it. But what a season for Dose. It's crazy. I mean, I was looking at kind of the scorers of the season. I think Dose ends up with three top 10 running backs, two top 5 receivers. It just is a clinic from that one spot. So we'll see what people try to do next season to emulate Dose. But Kenny, I mean, how much did Carson contribute to this title run, to this team, morale, the season, the effort in general to get Dose their fifth ring?
You know, over summertime, me and him were doing a lot of, you know, watching a lot of tape. Had some time off when he was born, and we're watching the show Quarterback, and, you know, just watching Mahomes on there, and, you know, we're like, gotta go Mahomes. I know he didn't have his best season, but it just really, that fit into our strategy in the draft. You know, we knew if we went QB1, then we can get, you know, two stud receivers, the wraparound, and then there'd be good running backs for us after that. And it just all fell into place. So, you know, it was destiny. So I'll look back on that, and, you know, even though he can't speak, his eyes lit up when he saw Mahomes on the big screen. So we knew that was our guy.
Absolutely love that. Scotty, do you think people can take any lessons from this Dose season and how they put this team together as we move forward into year 21 in the show next year?
I think it just goes to show that you can succeed on the wraparound either way, at the 1 or at the 12, if you have a good strategy and you're thinking about your positions smartly, like Ryan was just saying. It's funny, the last podcast or two, we were saying that we're all idiots for passing on Mahomes or on McCaffrey. So maybe that's a lesson just for everybody, because if this team had McCaffrey at 1, it would have been just absolutely wild what they would have probably been able to do. I think their strategy is, yeah, if you're at the end, just be super smart about planning out all 5 picks like in advance, but like what Ryan was saying.
You look at the guys who broke out. I wonder if people will look for receivers on really good offenses a little earlier. I mean, for you guys to get Lamb and St. Brown on, I mean, Dallas and Detroit, probably 2 of the top 5 offenses in the league. For those guys to not get picked at all in round 2 before you guys, I wonder if people will look for those high-end receivers a little earlier. I wonder if people will be a little more eager to take upside rookies like Gibbs, guys like R. White that people forget. I mean, everybody forgot about the whole Bucks team. Evans, top 5 receiver. Baker, top 10 quarterback. R. White, top 10 running back. So, really, just a phenomenal team and a phenomenal effort from Dose. So here's where we are in Dose franchise history. It was a couple of questionable years there. I mean, there was the repeat in 2017, 2018. And then Dose Fun Guys kind of went off the rails a little bit. Just veered off course, no playoffs.
Having too much
had
fun.
Had the whole Dose Ghost Budsters thing happen in 2020. That was a little bit of a question. Dose Showman missed the playoffs last season. Or no, it was 2 years ago. Dose made a good run last year, so kind of got back on track, and then this season with the championship. And then just real quick on Dana and Graham too. The Texas Dana was kind of a thing. Dana had this long run of making the playoffs year after year after year after year. Moves to Texas, missed the playoffs the last two seasons. So nice to see Dana and Graham back in the show's lead, and we'll watch out for those guys next year. I mean, shout out Dana too for coming on the last two podcasts and absolutely bringing it. Great feedback from the fans. They love hearing Dana on the pod. So kudos to that franchise for a great year, like it's been said. Scotty, is there anything as we kind of go into the off season here? We're going to celebrate Dose. I'm sure it'll be a crazy off season over there at Dose, celebrating the fifth ring. Everybody's chasing them now. Most championships in league history over there at that franchise. What are you looking for as far as off season storylines?
Yeah, the current off season storyline is just making sure these champions get paid. I'll have to connect with my my co-commissioner. And then also make sure the trophy is in order to be delivered. I'll be very interested to see the schedule, if it's going to go Folsom, when it's going to go to Vegas. You know, Super Bowl's in Vegas. Maybe it ends up there during the Super Bowl. Who knows? Those are the first storylines. But other than that, I know there's going to be a lot of talk, as always, about waivers, about FAB on the offseason, potentially the first in, first out waiver situation. So I think that'll be a fun topic for the offseason here. But I think most of us are just going to be excited. I'm excited for the Niners, rooting hard for the Niners. This could be their year. So that's definitely what we're going to be focused on through February. And then the Goobly, coming up soon after that. So that's top of mind for me.
All right. Ross, how about from you as champion? You guys are on top here. What would you like to see happen going into next season in the show?
Well, the thing with Dose is that, like, we had our fun after our back-to-back championships, so we're diving right back into head-down research. We're looking for ring number 6 at this point. We're not here to party this offseason. We did that. Sponsorships, done. You know, we saw what that did to our culture. We, you know, as you just mentioned, we just hit a little bit of a rough streak, and we can attribute that to partying and having too much fun. So Dose is dialed. Season's over. We did it. We went out to win a ring. We did it. Now we're going to raise Carson, get him another year older before next year. We're going to really dive into the brain of Carson to see what we got to do and improve on. And I think that's our biggest X factor is young Carson. So Dose is excited. We're loving life, and Dose is dialed.
All right, Kenny, he's been called the X factor. So what does the offseason look like with Carson as a champion in the show?
Yeah, Bev, you know, hopefully we start getting some words here or there. You know, he could start pointing at things. So maybe he'll be pointing at players that he likes when he sees them on the screen, which will help with the communication. But yeah, you know, I have to say what Scotty said. Definitely pumped for playoff run coming up here in the NFL, you know, rooting for the Niners, and then, you know, the right around the corners, the NFL combine. So we'll start scouting. You know, we love our rookies. You know, we had 3 of the top rookies this year, so we're always looking for, you know, young talent there. Just looking forward to another great season next year.
Carson's first words, favorites have got to be mama, dada, but don't sleep on Puka, maybe. first word.
Love it.
Will we get a milk chug from Carson out of the trophy?
Oh my God.
That could be crazy.
That might be dangerous.
We'll triple clean it.
Yeah. Maybe deeply sanitize that before that happens. Yeah. Harvey, let's get you back in here. Off-season storylines in the show. Scotty mentioned there's been some talk about waivers. What would you like to see happen going forward?
Um, Bub, I feel like it was a pretty drama-free year.
Yeah.
As far as rules go. So no complaints on my end, which is maybe a first. So you're welcome, Kamish. But I screw the offseason, but I got to say one thing about Puka Nacua. I have been known to troll that man a fair amount this year on the pod. And I watched an interview today with him and Pat McAfee. And that guy is freaking awesome. So I just want to say, sorry, Puka Nacua. Harvey is officially a fan. I'm proud you're a champion. Great interview on Pat today. And I'm rooting for you next year. You probably will actually be Harvey next year, Puka. Just a heads up.
No, no. Dose for life.
So, nah.
You took my question right out of my mouth. I said, what are the chances Puka's Harvey next year?
Very high.
Is there anyone who won't be Harvey? I mean, I feel like at the end of your seasons, there's always guys that are blacklisted. I think Dak might be blacklisted. A couple other guys over the years that are banned from Harvey. Anybody going to for sure not be Harvey this year?
Austin Eckler. if you read my username on – what are we on? StreamYard right now? Mm-hmm. That might be a dead giveaway.
Okay.
Basically, my whole roster, Bub. Diggs. Okay. Diggs is a clown. He sucks. yeah, but Eagles, Diggs, Eckler, T. Higgins, everybody.
Yeah,
ready for the draft. Ready for the draft.
Quick Christmas Day story. So I was Harvey's Secret Santa, and I had ordered him this really sick Jalen Hurts T-shirt, and ended up getting canceled because they couldn't print it or whatever. And honestly, now that I'm reading his little screen name here and hearing how he feels about the Eagles, very glad that happened. How's the Growlithe?
Growlithe's awesome. Yoshi's okay. Awesome.
Good.
Love him.
Better than a Eagles shirt for sure.
Yeah, that would be not existing anymore.
It'd be in the probably trash.
In the trash or the fire or something.
Oh my god. All right. There's not a whole lot left to do. I know the commish did text me today. The commish is in Tahoe, by the way. So I hope the commish is having. Wait, Scotty, is that correct? Do you know where your dad is?
I do this time. Yes, yeah, South Lake Tahoe. Okay. I can pinpoint the address if needed.
Definitely one of the best moments from the pod this year, Scotty, not knowing where Mark is. That's a good one. So commish is in Tahoe. Hopefully, he's having a great time. He did want it announced that the elimination pool entries for the playoffs need to be received before the first playoff game on January 13th. So we'll watch week 18, see who's in the playoffs, and then members of the show get their elimination pool entries to the commish prior to the start of the NFL postseason. Like it's been said here, we're hoping the Niners get it done this season and don't fall short like they have the last couple years. Hopefully no injuries, man. Hopefully we see their QB actually get to finish a playoff run. So final thoughts on the season. Chris, start with you.
Yeah, I just have to know where Ross is walking right now.
I'm just hoping he doesn't get mugged. That was yeah. My last comment.
we're just out here walking the dog.
Okay, that's awesome.
Yeah.
Love that, bro. Just be safe.
Thank you. Was that your final thoughts on
the season? That was my final thought and what I've been doing the entire podcast.
Love it.
Kenny, final thoughts on the season and this win?
I'll just say I love the show and I love Dose.
Wow.
Simple as that.
Wow.
Scotty, final thoughts.
Just really going to be striving high to eclipse 4 wins next year. We're going to try and beat the 3-win mark from last year. And, I think I just got to get dial Spencer in. I think we were on different pages. And so, yeah, I'm going to raise him, see what's up, and hopefully get over this coronavirus. Apparently that's the old thing.
Scotty, you, for as miserable as a season as you had in the show, it did all transfer to Goobly and maybe a little more balance next year. Maybe just
yes. Love balance.
Maybe just take some of the success from Dynasty and transfer that over to the show, and maybe some redemption for the Star franchise next season. We can all hope for that for sure. All right, Ross, you get the last word. Final thoughts on the season, brother.
Just an incredible season of the show. Starting from day one, draft was insane. Had a blast with every league member that was there. Really excited for breakout star Tyler Menard to be there at the draft next year. Excited to see if he can continue some of that NorCal fever that he's got and make the playoffs again, hopefully for a long time coming. Excited to see what some longtime show members, Andrew, Brandon, Scotty, can do in the offseason. Just absolutely garbage. I'm seeing success in other places, like from Scotty, so I'm not too concerned about him. But Andrew and Brandon, I'm just really hoping that they're not just clocked out from fantasy and they're not done. I would hate to see that. I think they're good guys, but just terrible from day one for them. So, but in a brighter news, I love Dose and a half. I love our winning culture. I don't think that's ever going to die. I truly believe we can win 10 rings in the next 5 years. That would be awesome. And thank you, Commish. Thank you, Co-Commish. Thank you, the league. Thank you, the Snapchat group, for keeping us entertained. I'd like to thank my cat, Oliver. I'd like to thank my girlfriend. I'd like to thank Sydney. I'd like to thank everyone who supported us on this journey. Lola, the dog that I'm walking, thank you. This is a very memorable season. I'll never forget it. Go Dose and a Half.
Wow. All right. So there it is. Dose and a Half Men is the 20th champion in the history of the show. We will reconvene in July and be poolside for a summer slammer. Some people for a draft lottery in Granite Bay towards the end of July. Poolside. Cannot wait for that. And until then, it's been a lot of fun bringing everybody the podcast each week, regularly scheduled Tuesday, 6 p.m. podcast weekly. Shout out to, I think, Harvey. I think you made every single one.
Wow. I don't miss it for the world.
Shout out Scotty for making most of them, despite L after L after L after L. Got to give the star some credit for that and just taking it on the chin and wearing it. Shout out to Ross for making most of them. Shout out to Ross's dentist for keeping him healthy and driving the success. So that's pretty much it. So thanks everybody for listening and tuning into the show. We will be back in July. Harvey, you got one last thing?
Shout out to Buff Bone, baby. Best podcast host in America.
Hell yeah.
Love it. A lot of fun.
Guy didn't go to school for this. He excels every week, brings us clowns together, gets the show rolling. Best podcast guy in the world, honestly. So thanks, Buff. Love you, bro.
Appreciate that. Shout out, Buff. Thanks to the Commish for another great season of the show. 20 seasons in the books, you guys. We'll be back next season for season 21 of the show. And until then, have a great off season, everybody.
Peace. Don't.
The Niners.